My name is Sarah Mukorongo, aka I Am Music Criticism, and my dream is to become a music journalist. Not just a music journalist, but a well-known music journalist. Let me clarify. I want to become one of the best music journalists in history. The type of music journalist who not only writes about well-known musicians, but also unknown musicians. My inspiration for becoming a music journalist came from listening to J. Cole's music. I won't lie. I never actually listened to his music when I was still a teenager. I only knew about his song apparently, but never taken interest in listening to his other music. Why have I taken interest in J. Cole's music? It's because I have a best friend who is a big fan of J. Cole. My friend would always post on his WhatsApp status about J. Cole. It got me thinking and curious that I should start listening to his music too. So one day as I was scrolling J. Cole's music on the laptop, there was one which got my attention. It's a track titled Lost Ones. What really caught my attention wasn't just the beat, but the meaning behind it. The track is about the lives lost through abortions. When I listened to this track, I learned that there is more meaning to music than just the beat. It's about the meaning behind the lyrics and what we can learn from it. Ever since I listened to Lost Ones, that's when I began loving his music. I started bothering my friend every day, and I mean every day, to send me any song that had J. Cole. Every day I would bother him. I was probably annoying at times. Yeah, every day. Annoying. Then one day, my friend sent me a song called Share Butter Baby by Ari Lennox and J. Cole. I also started loving the artist Ari Lennox. She's a part of J. Cole's label, Dreamville Records. I researched more about Dreamville, and then boom, it became an obsession. Yeah, that's right, an obsession. Every day stalking on their Instagram page, wondering who released an album, So yeah. Do you know what I did with my research? Well, I started writing music reviews about Dreamville Records on my blog. I also published the book Dreamville Music Label on Wattpad, Any Stories and Belletristica. I just posted the music reviews from my blog and started to use them on the other applications. I just became passionate about it, like the need to do this, like the need that everyone should know about Dreamville Records, because personally, I didn't know anything about Dreamville Records. I just knew there was J. Cole, but I didn't know any other artists from Dreamville Records. So yeah. Not only did I start writing music reviews about Dreamville Records, but I also started writing music reviews about unknown musicians and African musicians or any other artists who approached me on Instagram to write about them. Music journalism has become my passion. Something I can't live without. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. It's my first time making a podcast, so I really appreciate it. If you're interested in more music review updates, follow my Instagram account at @IAM_musicCriticism or my Facebook page, Music Criticism. Thank you. Bye.